My name is Aisha Augi. Welcome to Utopia, the imperfectly perfect podcast for you. I just turned 40 a couple of days ago, and of course, it's a time for reflection. I think everyone who gets to live another birthday takes some time off to think about probably the year before, or, you know, most of their lives. And 40 is a milestone. And I've really been thinking about the gazillion ideas I've had in my life that in my lifetime. And I know I had like some ideas, books that I used to write and keep. I know they're somewhere around, which I'll probably look into. Luckily, with the lockdown, we get to have more time to review and, you know, check in on ourselves. And I think instead of just wasting away, we could look back into the different things that we've done in the past, look into plans for the future, you know. And for those of us who have hectic lifestyles, it's okay to actually do nothing. It's okay to rest. So in thinking about my ideas, I remembered that the signature I had in my email address says, ideas are capital, the rest is just money. I'm not 100% sure where I got that from, but I do remember it was used in an advert, and I know it was mentioned in a book. And also, my reason for really holding on to that was I remember taking notes on it saying, the power of intellectual capital is the ability to breed ideas. Because I'm an ideas person. If you come to me with any problem, my solutions can be so many because I can come up with so many ideas. And it made me think about intellectual property. And in thinking about this, you know, I had this on my mind for the whole day. I even had a conversation with one of my friends on photographs that he had that were stolen and used on the internet. I also was discussing about seeing this cartoonist, Mustafa Bulama, who made a cartoon that was someone stole and changed and created a version to fit into a different perspective, which he wasn't really happy about from his post debunking that story. You know, and I was going through my calendar today. I'm a fan of signs. Like, you know, I always believe the universe is speaking to me in one way or the other. And I open my calendar and there it is. It's tomorrow is World Intellectual Property Day. Like, what are the odds? And so I decided my first podcast should be about intellectual property. And I know this year, the World Intellectual Property Day was going to be about green future innovations. And I know the world is breathing right now. Earth is breathing. Mother Earth is happy. The roads are clear. The air is better. COVID-19 has stopped the whole world from moving. And I wonder how many people are going to create ideas in this COVID season. So I just want to say to you, if you're creative, if you're innovative, and if you have ideas, this is the time to think about them. This is the time to expand on them. This is the time to do research. For those under lockdown that have no distractions, this is the time for you to see where would the best space be for my ideas to thrive. And, you know, think about your intellectual property rights also. Having an idea and having people steal it could make or break you for those who actually want to make a business out of it. If you've created a new gadget, you know, think about how to get that patent done. If you've written a new book, think about how to get your ISBN number. If you're a photographer, you know, think of the best platforms to get your photographs out there. If you're an artist, you know, just paint, be absorbed, get lost in the world of creativity. This is the time for ideas. Our future depends on it. You know, we are in a whole new, I'm smiling right now thinking about what the future holds, because this COVID-19 has come with so many terrible things, But I know and I can feel it that the future is going to be bright, ideas are going to be capital, and the creative people, the creative careers are going to boom, like those who, things that can't be copied, things that nobody else can do but you. And trust me, you can. There's so many ways to be creative or innovative, you know, and so many ways to just explore the God-given gifts. And for those who don't have God-given gifts, this is the time to learn. This is the time to develop yourself in ways that you can't imagine. You know, I've had situations, I've had like emotional back and forth. There are days that I wake up and I don't want to do anything. And there are days that I wake up and I want to achieve. On days that I don't want to do anything, I find that it's actually okay to just zone out and just get lost in nothingness. It's okay to actually do nothing. And then the days that I want to achieve, I can stay up all night, all day, all night, just coming up with ideas on what to do. Get yourself a little book. You know, these ideas come and go, and you may not remember every one of them. So I would suggest you write them down and then look at which ones would be excellent to achieve in the future. There are a lot of people who do not have ideas. You have young people around you that are clueless as to what they want to do. Help them if you have ideas. Just, you know, give them a way. So in thinking about World Intellectual Property Day, I would like everyone to imagine something of theirs being stolen, so they can try not to steal anything from anybody else. I hope you're having a good day. And this was my first podcast. If you've listened all the way to the end, I appreciate you. And I do hope to be better. Have a good, awesome week ahead. Thank you.